Good morning. My name is Manny, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to Vesta's fourth quarter 2012 earnings conference call. Vesta issued its quarterly report on Friday. If you did not receive a copy via email, please do not hesitate to contact us in New York City at 646-284-9416. Before we begin the call today, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements made during today's conference call do not account for future economic circumstances, industry conditions, and company performance and financial results. These statements are subject to a number of risks and uncertainties. All figures included herein were prepared in accordance with Mexican FRS and are stated in U.S. dollars, unless otherwise noted. Joining us today from Vesta in Mexico City is Mr. Lorenzo Berho, Chief Executive Officer of Vesta, and Mr. Juan Sotil, Chief Financial Officer of Vesta. And now I will turn the call over to Mr. Lorenzo Berho. Sir, please begin.
Thank you, Manny, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for your interest in Vesta and for participating in our conference call to discuss the company's fourth quarter 2012 results. I will begin the call today talking about the highlights of the year, before I turn the floor over to Juan Sotil to discuss in detail our financials. As you know, Vesta is a pure-play industrial real estate operator, and its main strength is the combination of our experienced management team and our development capabilities, which clearly sets us apart in our ability to grow a high-quality industrial portfolio. Additionally, an important differentiation of the company within our business environment includes no conflicts of interest, a strict investment policy, and focus on increasing the development of sustainable buildings. This, in turn, provides us with steadfast confidence in our ability to deliver value to our shareholders. As you know, Vesta listed its shares at the Bolsa Mexicana de Valores during the third quarter under the stock symbol Vesta in 2012, 14 years after beginning operations. We offer 177.2 million shares to the Mexican and international investors, and the proceeds, including the greenshoe option, amounted to $226.82 million U.S. dollars, approximately 3.1 billion pesos. Looking at our results for the year, we're pleased to report that the total revenues increased 1.63 million U.S. dollars, or 3.2%, to reach 51.9 million U.S. dollars. Our adjusted NOI on income-producing properties in 2012 was 48.4 million U.S. dollars and 93.2% margin, compared to 44.4 million U.S. dollars, 88.46% margin in 2011. This marked an improvement of 480 basis points. Moving on to highlight our key developments, Vesta started implementing the projects discussed in the pipeline presented during the roadshow since the completion of the IPO. During the fourth quarter, we delivered the Bombardier Recreational Products BRP facility and the Bombardier MA2 facility both in Querétaro, which represents the fourth building for Bombardier within the aerospace park. We also acquired new land reserves and started the development of two inventory buildings in Toluca. This is in addition to the five buildings in Querétaro, Silao, and San Luis Potosí, which are currently under construction. We're pleased to announce that a non-binding LOI was signed with Nissan to develop a park-to-suit adjacent to the new plant in Aguascalientes. We also signed another non-binding LOI with American Axle to develop a build-to-suit in Silao, Guanajuato. That will amount to 289,000 square feet. Furthermore, we signed a 133,000 square feet build-to-suit in Querétaro for Dürr, an existing German client, and a five-year lease with Ryder on one of our inventory buildings currently under construction with a total size of 120,000 square feet. Vesta has now 87 buildings, most of which are deemed Class A properties, valued at $744 million, and mostly located in growing markets in the country, central and Bajío regions, encompassing a total of GLA of 12.05 million square feet, equal to 1.12 million square meters, and land reserves value at $50.22 million. Over 89% of our lease agreements are denominated in US dollars, with high quality tenants such as Nestle, BMW, Bombardier, and Ryder, which provide us with a balanced exposure to food and beverage, automotive, aerospace, and logistics industries. The company maintains a balanced rental income distribution of no more than 5% per tenant, except for Nestle, which comprises 20.8% of rental income. As of December 31st, 2012, Vesta's property portfolio had a physical occupancy rate of 89.07%, compared with 89% at the end of 2011. We're very encouraged by the outlook for Mexico through 2013, with the country's industrial sector showing very positive results thus far, particularly in sectors like the automotive. Mexico is bound to become the fourth biggest auto exporter, and when all the new factories are up and running, production will reach 4 million cars per year by 2015. It is clear why this industry is currently the largest foreign exchange earner in the country. Looking closer, the Bajío region has obviously benefited from the flow of new foreign direct investment. But my perception is that the border states are coming back and will start growing again as its vacancy rates begin to fall and security strengthens. Our ability to bring new multinational tenants and our capabilities to develop modern buildings to meet their needs are both second to none. We thank our shareholders for the trust and confidence in us. I assure them we will continue to deliver. Now, I let Juan Sotil talk about our financials.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for joining us to discuss our results for the fourth quarter 2012. Vesta's financial results for this period show the company's profitability and demonstrated our long growth potential. I would like to point out that the consolidated financial and operating information outlined below is based on accounts prepared in accordance with accounting policies adopted in Mexico and in accordance with international financial reporting standards issued by the International Accounting Standards Board and corresponds to the comparison of the results obtained in the fourth quarter 2012 with the same period in the previous year, also adjusted to the new accounting standards. Vesta rental revenues reached $12.91 million during the fourth quarter 2012 compared to $13.42 million recorded in the third quarter 2011. For the full year 2012, revenues increased 3.2% to $51.86 million from the $50.24 million recorded for the full year 2011. The increase of $4.82 million, or 9.3%, is mainly related to rental income from leases in new spaces or rentals of vacant space over the year, alongside an increase of 1.3% related to rent adjustments made on property already rented. It is worth noting that most of our contracts are indexed to the U.S. Consumer Price Index if denominated in dollars and Mexican Consumer Price Index if denominated in pesos, which are adjusted on an annual basis. Operating costs in 4Q12 amounted to $760,000, a decrease of $2.03 million from the $2.79 million in 4Q11. During the 12-month period, property operating costs amounted to to $4.11 million, a decrease of $2.71 million when compared to $6.82 million in 2011. Of the annual decrease, $2.30 million or 39.7% was related to a decrease in direct property operating costs related to properties that generated rental income during the year. These costs were $3.5 million in 2012 compared to $5.80 million in 2011. This decrease was primarily attributable to a decrease of $80,000 or 8.1% in real estate taxes, a decrease of $0.36 million or 45.1% in maintenance costs. Other property-related expenses decreased $1.4 million or 55.60%. Of this decrease, $1.2 million is attributable to a brokerage fee and acquisition tax that were classified as operating costs in 2011 instead of as a gain and loss on revaluation, as must be done within IFRS standards for those companies that chooses to revalue its properties. The property management fee decreased $0.49 million or 39.0% as the Desarrolladora Vesta was eliminated as the external management company hired by Vesta, and all the activities previously performed by Desarrolladora Vesta are now done by Vesta Management, a fully owned subsidiary of the company. Vesta's gross profit totaled $12.15 million in the fourth quarter of 2012, up 14.3% from $10.63 million in 4Q11. Year-over-year gross profit reached $47.76 million with a margin of 82.1% from $44.67 million and a margin of 88.9% in 2011. Administrative costs for the fourth quarter 2012 amounted to $2.41 million, an increase from the $1.23 million of the same quarter last year. For the year 2012, administrative cost reached $6.64 million compared to $3.06 million over 2011. Administrative costs were mainly impacted by $1.89 million increase in expenses related to the IPO, including legal counsel, auditors, and other costs, and $2.39 million for payroll and expenses related to the administrative process to incorporate Desarrolladora Vesta. Depreciation during the fourth quarter of 2012 reached $20,000, up from $10,000 recorded in the same quarter of 2011. On a year-over-year basis, depreciation was practically unchanged, and it stayed at $60,000 in 2012, basically the same amount over 2011. EBITDA increased 3.53%, from $9.39 million in 4Q11 to $9.72 million at the end of the fourth quarter of this year. On a year-on-year basis, EBITDA grew to $41.06 million in 2012, or 1.87% above the $40.31 million in 2011. Adjusted EBITDA, that is, eliminated IPO expenses in 2012 and 2011, and the commission and taxes wrongfully classified as operational cost in 2011, grew through 3.29% to $43.62 million in 2012, from $42.23 million in 2011. Other income and expenses in 4Q12 amounted to an expense of $1.87 million compared to an expense of $14.58 million in 4Q11. For the full year 2012, other income and expenses amounted to an income of $7.65 million compared to an expense of $7.21 million. This variance is mainly explained by interest income gained from the investment of the proceeds of the IPO and an income from favorable movement of the foreign exchange rate. At the end of 4Q12, the value of the portfolio was $744.76 million and has 12.05 million square feet of gross leasable area, that is 1.12 million square meters, and land reserves valued at 50.22 million with an occupancy rate of 89.1. While at the end of the fourth quarter of last year, the portfolio was valued at 658.9 million and had 11.36 million square feet, 1.06 million square meter. Land reserves were valued at the time at 47.9 million and had an occupancy rate of 91.2. During the fourth quarter of 2012, income before taxes amounted to 7.86 million compared to 5.19 million recorded in the same quarter last year. For 2012, income taxes amounted to 48.71 million, 47.2 above when compared to the 33.10 million in 2011. Income before taxes, that is. During fourth quarter 2012, income taxes amounted to 3.79 million compared with income taxes of 5.95 million in 4Q11. Income taxes for the whole year of 2012 amounted to 7.87 million compared to 19.81 million in 2011. This increase was primarily attributable to the difference between deferred tax expenses of 2012 and 2011. Vesta's profit at the close of the fourth quarter of 2012 totaled 4.07 million compared to a loss of 11.15 million in 4Q11. On a year-over-year basis, profit reached 40.84 million compared to $13.29 million from 2011. Vesta also had a translation gain of 9.33 million in the fourth quarter of 2012 compared with a gain of 1.35 million in 4Q11. For the year, Vesta had a translation gain of $820,000 compared to a gain of 5.7 million in 2011. Vesta's total comprehensive income for the fourth quarter of last year was $13.4 million against the $9.80 million loss in 4Q11. For the year, total comprehensive income reached $41.67 million compared to a loss of $18.99 million in 2011. Turning to Vesta's balance sheet, cash and cash equivalents, which is comprised of cash, bank deposits, and readily convertible financial investments, amounted to $36.95 million as of December 31st, 2012. Vesta's cash flow is mainly driven by rental revenues. During the period, no property was sold and no other extraordinary income was generated. CapEx during the fourth quarter of 2012 amounted to $38.61 million, which was primarily related to the construction of 10 new buildings in the Bajío region and an expansion for an existing client in central Mexico. Additionally, the company acquired several properties in Toluca. CapEx for 2012 amounted to $65.55 million compared to $10.8 million in 2011. As of the fourth quarter 2012, Vesta total outstanding debt reached $327.86 million, of which 3% or $9.83 million is related to the amortization of our debt during the next 12 months. We took over two construction loans that last year, which were duly paid in November and December of 2012. The payment was a total of $15.13 million. All the debt is owed to General Electric and is guaranteed by a trust, which is tied to most of our income properties as well as to the rental revenue derived from outstanding contracts. At the close of December 31st, 2012, 100% of our debt was denominated in dollars. Vesta's fourth quarter and full year 2012 results demonstrate the strong fundamentals of our business model and of Mexico real estate market. We look forward to building on our success in the fourth quarter and delivering value to our shareholders. At this point, I would like to open the floor for questions and answers session. Operator, we are ready to take any questions.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. One moment, please, while we poll for questions. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 if you would like to ask a question. We have no questions in the queue at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you for participating in Vesta 2012 fourth quarter conference call. We look forward to speaking with you again when we release our first quarter results for 2013. However, if you have any questions in the meantime, please do not hesitate to contact our Investor Relations Department with any questions. Thank you, and have a good day.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.